Good morning. 6:35 a.m., May 31st, 2012. Hiking right along this morning. Places to go, things to do, people to see, no, not so much. I was supposed to have a dentist appointment this morning at 9 o'clock. I'm seeing a new dentist, so it's a new patient entry thing. I'm way overdue to see the dentist, and this is one of the things that needs to happen. And right after I got off posting yesterday's podcast, I ran my car over because the brakes are kind of swishy. So I ran the car over to the dealers and dropped it off, and they assured me they'd give me a call around 10 o'clock to tell me what they found. Well, when they didn't call by noon, I called them, and they hadn't looked at it yet. When they called me back around 1, it turns out that they needed parts, they needed labor, the brakes were pretty shot. Probably should have figured that out. I was naively assuming that they had checked most of this stuff when it was in for the oil change, and apparently they didn't. So anyway, offshoot is I don't have a car, and I have people that need to be in 2 places at the same time, actually 3 places, counting my wife. So I had to call, and after they had confirmed the appointment, beg automotive disaster and lack of transportation for my inability to attend said appointment this morning. And I'm going to have to go over and pick up the car this afternoon. It'll cost me about $1,000, which is still less than a new car, but still aggravating. So yeah, yesterday was sort of one of those up and down days. In spite of that, I got a lot of stuff done. One of the things that I've been trying to get straightened out, and longtime listeners of the podcast will recognize that the look and feel of the website and the alignment of all of my websites has been something that has not really been on the surface of my mind for a long time, but it's been something that's sort of been nagging away. And Paul Fisher, who tried to order one of my signed books, it took him 20 minutes to get that order in. And most of that time was looking around trying to figure out where to do it. Now, that's a bit of a problem, because Paul is not exactly what you call not tech savvy. So I asked him if he would mind tracing through the problems so that I get a feel for how he approaches what he did. And he did something that, in hindsight, should have been duh for me, but which I never actually considered someone might do. If I'm looking for something, I open up Google and type it in. He did something perfectly logical and completely confusing. He typed in NathanLowell.com. Now, nowhere on NathanLowell.com does it say buy the books, or get the books, or here's where you can find the books, or actually, and looking at it, anything at all about the books. There's an article on science fiction, there's an article on voice work, and little pieces here and there. But as a branding umbrella site, which is what I intended it to be, sort of a collecting point so that people could branch off. Fail. Yeah. It didn't work. If it didn't work for Paul, I can only imagine how little it works for other people. Which explains why I get some curious comments on some of the posts in there, because I wouldn't expect anybody to leave comments on this stuff, but they do. And so, yeah, the redesign is underway. I'm working with Allison D. Duncan, SV Alley, for those of you who know her on the Twitters. She will be my webmaster. We're working on the contract language now and exactly what it is I expect her to do. But we've already ironed out some of the issues, not the least of which is, what have I got right now? And How does it relate to NathanLowell.com? And how do I want it to look in the future so that we can mold it in a way that makes much more sense? And I'm not going to be doing most of this work. She is, but I do need to provide guidance on the front end to talk about how we're going to make it look and feel, and what kinds of pieces I want, and how I want them to show up. And the first thing she's doing is really simplifying things, which I think is more than needed. I need to go through and see if I can find some more interesting pictures of me. Perhaps there are some from the latest Baldacon that will surface on Flickr and on Facebook that I'll be able to use for some of this. I've been sort of fiddling about with it. But mostly what I've been doing is thinking at the very highest level. I've been spending a lot of time in FreeMind. That's a mind mapping software, sort of a graphical outliner, where you start with a central idea and then work out. Now, I've worked with this before on a variety of things, including trying to plot stories. It doesn't necessarily work too well, but it could be that I just need to work with it more to become more fluent with it. I used to be very fluent with it and did a lot of work in the information architecture for my day job, and the DAW moment was, why the hell don't I do it with my own stuff? And the answer is, don't know. Anyway, so yeah, we had an interesting day yesterday between all the phone calls back and forth between me and the shop and me and the dentist and the arrangements that we have to go through, because this afternoon my wife is going to Pueblo, leaving me here with the children over the weekend, or at least through Saturday, which is cool. And she's leaving this morning, and I don't have a vehicle. So we'll have to stay in close contact to make sure that I either get over to the university and pick up her van, because she's taking a state car down to Pueblo. They're taking several people from the library down to a meeting down there. Or I have to make sure I have my vehicle back. So we'll have to coordinate that. She'll take the kids to Creative Spaces this morning, so they'll have their art camp day today. And I should have pretty much the day to continue clearing up, picking up, sorting out. I'm in a very, while there's part of me that says, what are you doing? You should be writing. The answer is, I can't write right now. I need to get this stuff sorted out. There's infrastructure that needs to be established. There are routines that need to be reinforced, like walking between 6 and 7, like I am again today. I need to get this stuff nailed down so that I've got a routine that I can produce in over the long haul, like the next several months. Ryden's put the books up for pre-order. Owner Share and Captain Share are both available for pre-order on Amazon in paper. Apparently they can't do a pre-order for ebook yet, but the pre-orders for paper are up there, and the prices are pretty interesting. $18.95 for the paperback of Owner's Share. I don't know if we can actually produce it for that, so it'll be interesting to see how they go about getting the page count down. The reality is the ebook is what's going to make the money, and so that really doesn't matter how many pages are in it. It might well be that what we do is put the full, I might even put back the original 30,000 words, 35,000 words that I chopped out. I still have those somewhere. And then put that out as a full ebook, the director's cut. I don't know, we'll see. I really don't want to do that because the words that I cut out really didn't push the story forward. They helped with characterization, but they didn't really do much for the plot as the plot unfolded. Now, it could be that she'll find plot lines, subplots that I can trim out that won't have the kind of effect that I think they have, or don't have the kind of effect they think they have. We'll see. I really need to think of what the next three books are going to be, because one of the things we are going to do is put the first chapter of the next Ishmael Huang book at the end. So I really need to think of what that story is going to be so that I can put that chapter in there. I need three steps. His next three steps, and I have to think of what they're going to be. So let's see what else. There's a word sprint starting tomorrow on one of my Facebook groups, and they're shooting for 15,000 words in a week, and it starts Friday morning. So tomorrow morning I have to write, and I have to write until I get till the following Friday, which could be really interesting for me, particularly since for the most of the part today, tomorrow, most of the part of the day tomorrow, I'll have nobody around, and my wife will be engaged in Pueblo, the kids will be engaged in creative spaces, there won't be any significant distractions. So I've got basically today to finish my sort of pick up cleanup efforts. I need to get my scheduling boards up. I need to look to see what kinds of boards are available. I really want something that's ruled. I really want something that has lines on it, and something that I can sort of build some rudimentary Gantt charts so I have an idea of what has to happen before other things can happen, and how I'm going to schedule those out, and all of the rest of that. That may be overkill. I may be overthinking this. Really, maybe all I need is a simple whiteboard where I can list my projects. I would like to have a statusing board. I'd like to have some way to put a big X on the day. I wonder if I can get a whiteboard that has more than a month. We have one in the kitchen that is an open grid, and you put in the days and circle the months, and you get to fill that out. I suppose if I had three of those, so that I could have the current month and then look out 3 months, I could stack them up and line them up across in a row, and that would let me look out 90 days in advance. And then when the current month expires, I can take that one and schedule out what's going to happen for the last 30 of the 90 days or something. So I'm not constantly erasing and redrawing and stuff. It seems kind of backwards to me that I have all this technology, and yet putting up a display like this is relying on crayon, basically. It's like, what's wrong with this picture? And can I could do it with a lot of money, and I could do it with a lot of time, but the beauty of this is that it's pretty cheap. The boards aren't free, but they're relatively cheap compared to, say, a 55-inch display. And they're relatively flexible, so if I decide I want to change how I want to use them later, I can, which would be an argument for not getting one that's too structured. But I have to see what's out there. I have a suspicion there may be something that would work quite well. If I could get one that was marked off in, like, graph paper, that would be ideal. I don't know if they exist or not. I'm certainly not going to take the time to lay tape out or something like that. I mean, I could put pinstriping tape on the board if I wanted to, but Post-it notes have also occurred to me where I could put projects and ideas up on post-it notes on this board so that I could move them around as I wanted to. But then I really am looking for this. Did I make my goal today so I can check the day off? Yes or no? As I need to document what my goals are, what my goals for each day are. Did I meet them? Yes or no? And without getting into too much, why didn't I meet them? See if I can't figure out a way to make those goals start ticking off more yeses than noes. Now, yesterday, my goal was to get a hold of Allie, to start the process going with her, to see where we could see what we could do in terms of what she was thinking in terms of contract, is what I'm thinking in terms of contract, to talk about how we can work together in a way that I can afford, and which doesn't make me feel like I'm taking advantage of her. So, yeah, this could work out very, very well. And if nothing else, the brainstorming has been quite valuable to me in terms of what I need to do to take care of my business. And the writing is important, but if I don't have the infrastructure to support the business, then I'm not going to be able to write. And that's been one of the problems, that my infrastructure has been sorely lacking. And I've sort of alluded to it by talking about, you know, what it used to be like when I had a desk and I had an office to go to and all the rest of that. And we've really focused on that location thing. But I think the larger reality is the opportunity to say to people in my family, no, you can't have this time because I need it now. And the difference is that before, when I said it, they would allow me that flexibility to do it because, after all, I had a day job and this was the only time I had to do it. Whereas now they're seeing, well, you have all this other time that you didn't have before. All you have to do is write. How come you need to take our time too? And you know what? That's a valid complaint. So I need to show them what I'm doing with their time so that they understand what's happening, so that they understand where I'm going and what my business really is, how that matters to them, because it makes a difference in terms of whether or not they get to go to creative spaces or spend $600 on orchestra seats to a musical in Denver. And that's how that works. That's how that goes. And they need to understand what that connection really is, because for them right now, it's invisible. That's my fault. I need to help make that much more visible. So, yeah. Good morning. Happy looking dog. So, yeah, yesterday was a good day. I got a lot of work done. I didn't get any writing done, but I got a lot of work done. Reconnected with some people. Did a little bit of chitter-chatter to try to get stuff working. And did a lot of thinking. One of the questions that I keep getting asked about why I don't write is that there's a lot of people who are convinced that I have writing block, and it's perhaps I do. But the question they keep asking is, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? And I was talking to Brand this morning, and he said he was talking about, you know, if he had made enough sales to quit his day job, would he? Because what if the next book didn't sell? And, you know, there was something about that made me think, well, what? Am I thinking that? Am I thinking that I can't write another book because what if the next book doesn't sell? And while that might seem like a reasonable fear, the reality of it is I'm not going to be able to talk loud enough to be heard over this huge lawnmower. Hang on a sec, I'll be by him in a minute. He stopped so I could walk by without getting beamed by a flying grass, which is very considerate of him. And I had to wonder, you know, am I afraid that if I write my next book, it won't sell? So I won't write the next book, and as long as I don't write the next book, then nobody can say I didn't write a good book. But, you know, if that's the case, there's something wrong there, because that's kind of silly. Because eventually I'm going to write a bad book, and I don't think it's going to matter. So, yeah, interesting questions about fear and can I write fast enough, not can I write well enough. So, There was more to that. I'm going to have to go look it up and find it. But it's an interesting question, and one I've been struggling with. And so thanks for being my ears and letting me struggle with you. I am at the back gate now, and tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.